where I lived, a council estate in Westbourne Park, who'd done that. My perception of all universities was of an old-school Oxbridge institution in which I wouldn't fit or belong. So I rebelled and took the matter of what to do with my life into my own naive, ill-experienced hands. I couldn't even boil a pot of pasta when Monet was born. Emotionally immature and practically inept, the reality of my experience, far from the Cosby Show family life I'd envisioned, was a rude awakening. My parents had their challenges, and my two brothers and I certainly suffered from the impact of being in a household that at times was entirely dysfunctional. But we were loved, incredibly loved, and I learned as I grew older just how much of a struggle my parents had encountered in their own journeys. The mere fact they'd stayed together to raise us was nothing short of miraculous, testament to two people who wanted the world for their children. Although Mum and Dad had worked 7 days a week to give us a diary of extracurricular activities to rival the most middle class of families, when we looked outside our window, it was bleak. At that time, prostitutes frequented Westbourne Park Road and were constantly moved on by police officers attempting to mask the deprivation that lay beneath what was becoming the new yuppie Notting Hill of London. The crack cocaine epidemic devastated the community, and even our strict upbringing, which meant we were forbidden to play out on the estate, couldn't shelter us from seeing the gaunt figures on street corners searching for their next high. Teenage boys took to the stairwells of our estate smoking cannabis, disconnected from the outside world, numbing themselves to the bleakness of their realities, and we became passive smokers to their hopelessness as we passed them on our journey home from school. Teenage pregnancy was at its height just at the time as I was moving into puberty, wrestling with the cloud of my immediate environment balanced against parents with big dreams for their offspring. It wasn't all hopelessness. There was a strong sense of community in our local area. And on summer days, Bessie, the sky juice lady, would sell her ice and syrup drinks to us kids by the basketball court. I'd sometimes interrupt my errand to the shop to meander down to Portobello Market, which was the vibrant backdrop to our neighbourhood. Still, the instability in my family home left me an introspective teenager. I was desperate for a stable home, and so at 17 I decided to opt out of life as it was, take matters into my own hands and start my own family. I'd create a purpose for my life. I'd become a mum. I'll never forget the tears in my father's eyes when I told him I was pregnant. He was devastated. Dad had arrived in England on a boat from St. Elizabeth, Jamaica when he was 20 years old in 1953. Clad in a sharp three-piece suit with polished boots and qualified to teach, he didn't know a soul in a land that received him with hostility. Shipped away by his mother to break up a relationship with a woman, my strict...